Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption and uncertainty, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says, "There is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence." Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. These next moments of silence are yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen to the Lord in the Word of God. In a time of uncertainty, it is helpful to remember that God is sovereign. The Lord is in control. Jesus is King of this present kingdom of God. Let's begin with becoming familiar with this passage from the Gospel of Mark. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Listen to this passage again. What are you curious about? What questions come to mind in this text? What would you like to ask Jesus? That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Did any questions come to mind? I invite you now to spend time with the Lord. Ask Jesus your question and listen for his response. What does Jesus have to say to you today? If no question came to mind, you may consider what storms have come up in your life. Perhaps you would like to ask Jesus to calm that storm in your life. Would you continue to hold this question with you today? Reflect on it. Think about it. Pay attention to what the Lord brings to mind. You might even invite someone into your question. Share with them what you are hearing. Ask them what they think. Will you pray with me now? Jesus, the stories of our lives are full of storms. Thank you for being with us when the waves beat down on us and threaten to drag us under. Lord, please bring us peace and stillness in the midst of the storm. Amen.